Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer and part of the DynamoTheory.com podcast network. I am Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, this is probably the last show we will have for the, for 2021. So exciting stuff. First of all, I want to thank everybody that listens to our show. We've had, a great year. This is the first time that we made a show, period. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being able to, sit down and talk soccer with you, bro. And I don't know, man, what are your thoughts so far of this? Is it something that you enjoy doing? What are your thoughts on it?
Hey, it's been fun. Didn't really think we were going to do anything like this. And then you mentioned it and I'm like, hey, I'm on board. It's always good to, talk soccer, especially since we watch so much. And just talking about CONCACAF and, promising players and matchups that we always get to see here in the U.S. It's been fun. I like it. Hopefully, we can keep doing this and dabble into other things as well. But this has been a fun experience so far.
Yeah. So, this was year one, kind of got our feet wet a little bit on it. And God willing, we'll have more. Rodrigo is a new member of the Dynamo Theory, which is great to have him come along. And it'll be fun. It's going to be, kind of following the Dynamo. And obviously, we'll continue to have Crossing Soccer Borders because CONCACAF Soccer, it has so much to go, especially in the beginning of the year with the qualifiers still happening, probably pretty early on. We'll find out who is moving on and who's eliminated from Qatar. And do you want to add anything else before I continue? Because I was just going to segue.
Yeah, you can go ahead. That's fine. So as a new member of the Dynamo Theory, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, but I'll be Homer Simpson pushing the buttons, being like, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Hey,
I'll be there.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's how it goes. And I was just going to transition, and there's also Champions League. So obviously the CONCACAF Champions League will be kicking off. When is it again? And I saw it. I think it's like I'm blanking on that freaking time. Oh, there it is. February. Yes. So it'll be kicking off mid-February, round of 16. And we have the matchups because that's what happened last week, that we talked about. And I'll go real quickly. You know what? Let's do this. I'll go through each and I'll ask you who you think the favorite's going to win. And then we'll just go off of that and kind of, it's pretty early on. So we'll go like that. So the first matchup I see is Huestatoya from Guatemala playing against León. Rodrigo, who would be your favorite in paper?
It has to be León on paper, obviously. They've been so dominating the last few years that it's kind of hard to bet against them. But hey, if you're a betting person and you think Huestatoya is going to come on top, go ahead and place your bet. You will be making like a ton of money with that bet. León for sure.
Because León just ended up being the finalist to the Apertura final. Yeah, the runner up to it. And we'll get there. So the next matchup is the Motagua from Honduras and Seattle Sounders from the MLS.
To be Seattle Sounders, but when you go to Honduras, those are tough matches, so you have to win there. If not, you really have to dominate in Seattle, which they've done in the past. So yeah, Seattle for sure.
And of course, I get disclaimer, disclaimer with the teams obviously playing home and away would give a very good balance, right? Makes it a little equal because you get to play with your home fans at least once. But obviously COVID is a little bit of a factor. Again, it looks like it's starting to pick up. So we're hoping that, these games are able to play home and away and then nothing changes because I think, we're trying to get that normality back and we're so close yet so far away, it seems. But with that, we'll jump on to another matchup that is Comunicaciones from Guatemala playing against Colorado Rapids from the MLS.
I'll give it to the MLS team. Even though Colorado, it's been shaky, I think they can still pull a win here. It's going to be their preseason. How we get to deal with this MLS teams, which honestly almost borderline because they should be starting the season right around that time.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'd be pretty much the same week, basically, or, you know, for the second leg would be the first week
right.
for yep. those teams. So, yeah, and maybe, you know, you're right. It may be closer to what we think because the preseason was going to start pretty dang quick. So,
right. I think this is the first time all the MLS teams might be in a good position to, you know, reach a final and hopefully win it. Just because everybody's going to be at the same level, you know, the other leagues are also getting to start around the same time, so everybody's going to be pretty, you know, into their season already as the tournament keeps going.
Yeah, the next matchup is Santos de Guapiles from Costa Rica playing against the MLS champions New York City FC, which when we last talked about, they were the only team that was missing to make this bracket or to draw the brackets. But anyways, Rodrigo?
It's going to be the MLS champion. This is Santos de Guapiles' first debut in this tournament. So obviously they're going to try to leave their mark. But New York, you know, watching them play in the final, watching them throughout the tournament, they seem pretty strong. And I think they can get the win on this one.
Yeah, and hopefully they keep a lot of the – players that obviously won the championship. There's Tati Castellanos, so it sounds like West Ham United won some. I know Maxi Morales, I think, may not get picked up anymore. And a few other guys that, you know, were starters. So you never know. And that always kind of lingers when it comes to after winning a championship. Everybody kind of wants your players. On the other bracket, we have Saprissa playing Pumas UNAM. Rodrigo, who do you think you like there?
It's one of the tougher matches we get to. Saprissa, you know, they've been doing well. UNAM had a good, decent tournament. I don't know. To me, that would be like a coin flip. I guess depending who comes stronger into their, you know, to their season. I kind of want Saprissa to win, honestly. I like UNAM, but kind of want something different here. I would go for Saprissa.
Yeah, and Saprissa was another runner-up this for their championship. I think Herediano took the best of them. But so, you know, maybe that puts a chip on their shoulder, right? Next up is Cavalli from Haiti and New England Revolution, the Supporters Shield winners.
Oh, man, that's tough for them. Had a heck of a season and, you know, you know, not how they expected. And we get Cavalli, the Haitian team, making also their first appearance here for the CONCACAF Champions League. But I'm going to have to go with Bruce Arena's team in this one and New England.
Yeah, especially it seems like they won't have so far, they may keep the same team that they had. And obviously they even added Sebastian Laget. So the team, you know, should be very strong, especially to start round of 16. Next up, you have Santos Laguna from Liga MX against Montreal from the MLS, but they got in because they won the Canadian Championship. So,
yeah, that's always an interesting thing. I mean, we know Montreal has not been doing well. Santos has been playing well. I, you know, think Santos will take this one. They could keep it close. Who knows? I mean, you got to go to Canada and play over there, and we know it's cold around this time, so who knows? But I'm going with Santos.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think the weather permitting, maybe Montreal can get something out of it, but Santos Laguna, you know, the Liga MX team usually tends to get the upper hand. And last, the last matchup is Fort FC playing against Cruz Azul. Cruz Azul got in because they won the championship in their tournament. And then Forge FC, I believe they just won the Canadian Premier League, which is, you know, that's a strong finish for them. So obviously that's not the reason why they made this bracket. But that, you know, a good finish to the year kind of can push you and becoming the underdog against Cruz Azul, obviously can be, like you said, you know, if you're a betting man, if you want to put some money for an upset, that may be one right there as well.
And yeah, this is another team also making their debut here. It's the first time appearance in the tournament. So it's going to be one of those tricky ones that one of those first appearance teams could definitely go on to the next round, giving a huge surprise
Yeah, and you know, I think exciting to see the CONCACAF Champions League return to action. Hopefully, you know, COVID kind of spares us that that time. I know Canada has had some pretty strong regulations, you know, whether it be capacity or whether it be games not happening, and you know, so hopefully we're able to see the 2022 CONCACAF Champions League you know, at full force, and that's all we can think, you know, kind of be hoping for. But you know, hopefully, or I keep saying hopefully, but we'll definitely be able to see kind of what happens, and we'll play it by ear, right? If you to see kind of what happens, and we have plenty of time to talk about those matchups in detail and see where the teams or how they are looking on their matchups. But Rodrigo, with that being said, and I mentioned a few of the teams that kind of won, right? Some of the game or some of the leagues have already ended, and we mentioned how the MLS champions was NYCFC, and they earned their first ever, I suppose, their first ever start on their jersey. And you want to add anything on what you saw, maybe from the final or just in general?
I mean, in general, I think that was a team that I enjoyed watching. I think I watched every single game of theirs. I don't know if it was just because it was on TV or anything, but it was appealing. I really like their goalkeeper. He's been, you know, a great performer for them. And I think they showed, you know, heart more than anything. I think that's what some teams here miss, not just in the MLS, but, you know, when you see the Liga MX, you know, we obviously so proud of Chivas. They're just missing something. I think this team has it. If I were to pick, you know, a potential champion for this tournament, I want to say it could be them. Obviously, depending how their preseason goes, you know, who they acquire or who leaves. But I don't know. I like them. I think they have a really good chance.
Yeah, I think the only thing that kind of hurts me is I wish David Villa was there to win it. But obviously, that's not the case.
At 40 years old.
You know, he did so much good stuff when he came in with the team. And it kind of is one of those guys that, you know, paved the wave and, you know, brought in a bunch of young players. And to me,
Hitler was not young.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just kidding. But to me, I think one of the funniest and best things is the coach. Did you see how he like celebrated with the fans and basically got in his underwear? And yeah, you know, like that's that. And I think you hit on that when you said it. This it's a team that showed a lot of heart, because, you know, I was also able to see a lot of their games. And I think the one that kind of was a question mark was the Philadelphia Union one, because, you know, that there's like a massive technicality of like so many COVID COVID-19 players absent for the Union, but they still win. It wasn't pretty, and they still got the wins. And you know, the goals they scored weren't like the nicest goals. There were a lot of like Chicharito style goals, but you know, they put it in the heart and they deserve it. But moving on to the next one was that I mentioned was also Canada. Forge FC ended up winning their title. And I'm trying to see who they beat. Do you have that?
Let me pull it up, but I just wanted to hit on something.
Yeah, sure. Let me
back to New York. What's his name? Tavon Gray, man. This guy, he played, like, when I started really enjoying them, I guess, enjoying their game, I guess, it was against New England. And, man, this one, like, down to the wire, obviously the one to extra time and penalties and all that, but like Tavon Gray, he played an amazing game. I think he had an assist, great ball he played in. But dude, this guy pulled his hamstring. I don't know how he he was literally limping. It probably would have been easier to just take him off, but at that point you don't have any more subs or anything, and he was literally limping. I mean, the reason they got scored on the second goal, it had to be because of him, but at least he was there, and that just kind of showed the whole team, you know, that they had to still keep going. And you know, obviously they wanted to get the win, and then they suffer a red card, so that kind of just, you know, almost killed their morale, but they got it done in PKs. Anyways,
yeah, no, and you know, I went back and I looked, and I was wrong. Forge FC lost against Pacific FC. The 2021 Canadian Premier League champion was actually Pacific FC. So they lost. The Pacific FC won 1-0 December 5th. And, you know, so that's another team that's most likely going to be in the next Champions League. Another one was a big one here. Liga MX. After 70 years, you have Atlas FC winning it all. Kind of hurts a little being Chivas fans for sure. But then at the same thing, Chivas was like a little bit of an a-hole. Like, dude, let the guy celebrate, you know. A lot of they haven't been able to celebrate. I feel like they're a little bit of jerks, and it kind of turns me off to follow them sometimes with little comments like that. But 70 years, man, you know, I feel like I don't know a lot of Rojinegros. I know a few, and I make sure to hit them up and say congrats, because they're probably crying like babies that they were able to see, you know, their team win, which I think is great. Your thoughts on that, Rodrigo?
No, I mean, yeah, as far as the Chivas thing, I think that was kind of childish. I mean, we know Chivas hasn't done anything in the last couple of years when you're supposed to be one of the best teams. But yeah, no, props to them. That was it. Honestly, those were great finals to watch. Both the, what do you call it, first leg and second leg. Both teams play with a lot of heart, you know, down to the wire.
I think everybody hates PK's finishes, but when they're at home and you win it, that's like a whole different dynamic, right? It's just being able to like literally to the wire celebrate with, you know, your fan base. It's super emotional win. And, you know, obviously seeing what's his first name? Or I know Furch. I always want to say the guy number 9 for Atlas to score that goal. I mean, that's just, it's going to be in, you know, their minds and memories and hearts forever.
The crazy part to me is they could have put it away earlier. And there was one that it came like perfect, like almost goal line, just tip it in. And he, I think, headed it right to Rodolfo Cota, which is kind of like, damn, like you had that. You know, it's kind of like those Cruz Azul moments when they could have finished America in that one final and they hit the post, laughed it off, and then they get scored 2 goals to lose it. I thought it was going to end like that for them too, because I'm like, damn, you know, they missed so many. But it was a great final. It's been an interesting year for, like, you know, watching all this matches, finals, because sometimes they're just one-sided or there's not enough to it. You know, it's maybe just like a 1-0 mediocre game that you don't really enjoy. But I think, you know, the MLS final, the Mexican League final, those were really enjoyable games to watch.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think it was pretty good. So, you know, obviously I want to do a quick little rundown of some of the leagues that also ended. From El Salvador, we had Alianza beating Platense 2-1. So they ended up getting another championship. I think I mentioned earlier too, Saprissa ended up losing to Herediano, the final. And so that's another league that has ended right now. Honduras is playing Olimpia versus Real España, and Olimpia is winning the first leg 2-0. And I believe they play, which is kind of weird because I think they play in Christmas. Oh, they play Thursday. So they play the 23rd. They'll have the second leg. Again, it's looking like Olimpia is going to get another championship here. I would like to see Real España because I'm a fan of their goalkeeper, which is the Honduran national team goalkeeper. And I like the, you know, what is his name? El Buba. And he's a good, very good player. But I was trying to see, you know, a few other ones that I haven't mentioned. And it looks like, let me see. It looks like the Liga Panameña de Fútbol, so the Panamanian League, it looks like Tauro won it. Again, their final as well. I was just trying to see, and I just wanted to pick some of the top league, or some of the top teams, but it looks like that's pretty much it. Oh, actually, Guatemala still has a bunch of games. I think they're in their semifinals, so there's still some time for their leagues to end. But Rodrigo, anything else you want to add on anything in general, my friend?
Yeah, so obviously from the CONCACAF Champions League, the winner gets to go to the World Club Cup, I guess, you know, where all the champions of every league meets. They face off. This time we get Monterrey, our winner, you know, so they're going to represent the CONCACAF teams, Mexico, And I think I saw, I mean, I can pull it up. I literally watched this draw, which is funny that, I mean, they have to do a draw, but when I was watching it, it's literally like four teams that you just get to watch the draw. And then the other ones are already, obviously, you know, the Champions League winner and the Copa Libertadores winner. They're the, like, the next higher seeds. So you just kind of see the positioning, which is interesting. But let me just pull that up real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, I was looking for it. 2-19.
All right, there we go.
All right.
So Monterrey is going to go against the Egyptian team, and their, I guess what you would call their second round is the Al-Hali. And then the first round is going to be the team from United Arabs, Al-Jazaira, against the team from New Zealand, Auckland City. And the winner of that will go against the Saudi Arabian team, Al-Hilal. Sorry if I mispronounced that, but...
That sounds right.
And then between the round of the Al-Ali and Monterrey, the winner will face up Palmeiras. And then on the other side, it'll be Chelsea. So
how it could far happen can again. They go? How far yeah. can they go?
How far can the Mexican team or CONCACAF team go? Hopefully they can reach a final again, like Tigres said. You know, Palmeiras is a good
and
team.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. That rivalry is so big. You know, obviously – Monterrey has never made it to a final, and Tigres making it to a final. That does throw a lot. You know, it would be great to see another Liga, well, another CONCACAF representative make it to the final and beat Palmeiras.
We all know, you know, FIFA likes to their top teams, Palmeiras and Chelsea final, but I would like to see a different champion. I think we only had one non-European team in the recent years win it, which was Internacional, I think, or Corinthians against Barca. One of those teams, I remember they won it. And actually, there was another year that I think it was Inter versus Inter, European and, you know, South American, and the other Inter won it. But anyway.
No, and that's good. That's good that you mentioned, because this ones are before the Champions League of CONCACAF kickoff. So the first round starts in February 3rd, and the final is the 12th. So actually, dude, this is going to be so compacted and saturated with soccer this whole 2022 more than ever, I think. And like I said, God willing that COVID kind of doesn't pause all this stuff again and hit reset. But we'll have the 2021 FIFA Club World Cup playing early February. Then we'll have the CONCACAF Champions League right after that. And then obviously all the leagues will go through. There's no Gold Cup, none of that, because at the end of the year, we have the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, throughout probably I think by March or May, we should know the CONCACAF representatives, they're going to go to Qatar themselves. So ton of soccer. We hope that you guys, you know, keep following along as we go next year. Again, this probably is going to be our last recording for the year. So make sure you like, subscribe, look for us on the social medias. And again, too, if you're a Dynamo fan, you know, obviously we're from Houston. Rodrigo's right now in Dallas, Texas. But, you know, if you are a Dynamo, Houston Dynamo fan, make sure to follow DynamoTheory.com for, you know, plenty of articles, as well as a reamp of the new Instagram, I would say, and the podcast. So make sure to follow that. And Rodrigo, you want to close us out?
And with that, keep crossing soccer borders.
Let's go.